Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening?
Science isn't about facts. It's about what we want you to believe.
Somebody kill me!
Welcome to Simple Facts of Life Radio, where, well, against all odds, in the face of all observable data and all logic and everything like that, we are still holding out hope that the United States may once again become the land of personal liberty, personal responsibility, and personal accountability. But sad to say, it's looking a little grim. But okay, I am, as always, your host, Chief, coming to you from a safe distance from Portland, Oregon. If you'd like to join the show, the number here is 949-272-9588. Now, this is one of them there shows. You know, I wasn't even here last week. Little things going on. Didn't really get very as prepared as I like to be. And again, maybe I'm just kind of weird this week. Normally, back in years past, I used to have pages and pages of detailed notes. Today I have absolutely no notes, but I do have a whole lot of stuff in front of me. I'm going to do this a little more like I know a lot of other people do these shows, just have various topics and things in front of them to talk about. And so I'm going to try that because, you know, I'm getting old and lazy, and doing the show is easy. It's doing it right that's hard, being all totally prepared. But hey, you know, why do it right when you can just do it? Well, that's a terrible attitude to have. Back when I started this up, I said I would always be prepared, and I am prepared, but in a different way. Okay, let's get into what we got here. I got several, just a whole bunch more stories to talk about than I'll have time to get to, I'm sure. But I wanted to start out with the situation in Minnesota. It's town of Brooklyn Center. And so that's interesting. I have to look at something right now because while I'm here, and I'll keep on talking while I'm looking because I got this right in front of me. Brooklyn Center, I'm just trying to see if that is where I think it is. Where is it? Brooklyn Center? No, okay. That is between Minneapolis and Brooklyn Park. Brooklyn Park, I knew of that place. That's where former governor and professional wrestler Jesse Ventura used to be mayor of. Brooklyn Center is another city just south of Brooklyn Park and north of Minneapolis, not to be confused with Minneapolis, which is the mythical city that Tim Tapp talks about all the time. Now, what happened there? A guy by the name of Dante Wright was pulled over on a traffic stop. Cops did the usual thing. And they found out this guy seemed to have had a warrant out for his arrest. So they informed him of this, I guess, and told him that he was under arrest, and he did not like the situation. There was, you know, the camera. You call that camera that the cops wear? Cop cam, I don't know. A little thing they wear on their vest there. Well, whatever. You can see what happened. He tried to get in the car and was resisting. And a officer by the name of Kim Potter decided to deal with the situation, thought it might be dangerous. So she thought she would pull out her taser and sort of stun this guy. That's not exactly what happened. You could hear her on the audio from the video that we saw there saying, "I'm going to tase you. Taser, taser, taser." Bang. It seems that she pulled out her gun instead and shot him. And he died. Now, boy, there's a lot to talk about here. But it seems this morning news came out. She had resigned her position in the police department effective immediately. Yeah, that's a good move. Now, needless to say, yes, we can see on the video that Mr. Wright, the late Mr. Dante Wright, was in fact a person of color, African-American, one of those guys that back when I was a kid we used to call a Negro. Yeah, can I still say that? Whatever. Yeah, well, he got shot by a cop. So, needless to say, there was plenty of rioting. Because, you know, it is just a few miles away from where George Floyd was killed. And I don't know, I haven't heard, he was the cop who was involved in that, was on trial. I haven't heard how that's been going. I don't know. Well, Doug, do you know, is that still going on, or was there any resolution? Talking to Crazy Cajun who's in the chat room. But here's the thing. Here's what I noticed. There's something I do not know about this. Now, the officer, Kim Potter, we know that this officer happened to be of the female persuasion. Yeah, Crazy Cajun said the trial's still going on. All right, thank you. Ah, that's what I thought. But, We know that the officer at the time was of the female persuasion. We do not know what her racial identity is, or I don't know. I've seen several articles mentioning her name. I had not heard. Was she white? Was she black? I almost have to believe that she was black. Simply because if she was white, the media would have made sure that we knew about it. I don't know. If anybody knows, tell me. I don't know. But, okay. She resigned, figuring she probably would have been fired. Well, let me tell you something. You know, there's prone to be, every time some person of color gets shot by a cop, you know, we hear about, yes, the police are just out for looking for black people. The police are out looking for black people to kill. That's the narrative. Well, I'm going to tell you what. This probably does less than any other case that I've heard of to dispel that narrative. Because seriously, how can you pull a gun on somebody? I can see maybe, I don't know how she carried her equipment, if the gun was on, you know, one hip and the taser was on, or maybe they were right next to each other. I can see it's vaguely possible. It should not be, but I can see it's vaguely possible that you might want to pull out your taser and accidentally grab your gun. But don't you, like, have to aim a taser? I mean, you're not going to shoot it from the hip. You're going to hold it out in front of you. You're going to have it right in front of your face. How can you not know that that was a gun in your hand? If she hadn't resigned, I mean, how they could not fire her is I do not want a cop running around who does not know whether she or he or Z or however this cop, wants to be known. I do not want a cop that doesn't know whether that thing in his hand is a taser or a gun. How is that possible? Am I missing something here? How is that possible? Suzette, it is nice to see you. Haven't seen you here in a while. Are you going, let me know if you're going to be on Spreaker. I guess you're usually on in a couple hours from now. Let me know. I'll give you a plug. Both your gun and your taser have triggers. Yeah, once again, maybe if you're going to draw and do one of those, Gary Cooper pull, shoot from the hip kind of things, I can see. No, that's not how it's done. When you pull it out and you say, taser, 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 and she did, you could hear. Don't you think that maybe she must have had it out in front of her? I mean, taser, oops, excuse me, gun. Stop, I'll back off now. Taser, 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 peek. No. Yeah. I'm sorry. There's something wrong here. Now, the police chief also resigned. I'm not sure. Well, yeah. Okay. Now, Joseph Gibson, I don't recall ever seeing you here before. Nice to have you here. Wow, I should take a week off more often. I get people that I haven't seen in a while or haven't seen before more often. Or man, I should only do this show every other week. I get more people here. All right. Once again, we've gone halfway through the show and I haven't got to anything yet, but let me see, what do we have here? The craziness, Rashida Tlaib. What did she tweet out here? It wasn't an accident. Policing in our country is inherently and intentionally racist. I am done with those who condone government-funded murder. No more policing, incarceration, and militarization. It can't be reformed. Yeah, but then there's the other side of it, because you know, I was just read, just I just saw something just before I came on here. I saw something. There's a lot of rioting, of course, as I mentioned at the top of this, and like, this Dollar Tree store, you know, was ransacked by looters. But there were some other stores that weren't. And, yeah, because there's people standing out in front of them with guns. Gee, you mean guns actually prevent crime? Who knew? I mean, besides everyone with a functional brain cell. Other than that, I mean, nobody knew that. Okay, let me see. Enough of that. It's a ridiculous situation, but there'll be rioting. And if anybody knows what the race of the cop was, what was her name there, Kim Potter, I would just be interested if anybody knows if she was black or white, because I just have to believe that if she was white, I would have heard about it. Okay, let's move along. Here's something I saw this morning. The National Collegiate Athletic Association announced that they will no longer allow championships to be held in states that actually don't recognize formerly male athletes as female athletes. I guess formerly male. Is that a good term? I don't know. I haven't heard it used, but, you know, I guess if you were at one time, since you were born, you know, with a ding-dong instead of a hoo-ha, you at one time thought you were a male, but then you came to the realization that you were actually a female, and so I guess that makes you formerly male. Is that how it works? Well, whatever. Yeah, I'm talking stupid because, you know, this is, of course, me. The NCAA says, the NCAA has a, I'm reading from their statement here. They cited their commitment to values of inclusion and fair competition. The NCAA has a longstanding policy that provides a more inclusive path for transgender participation in college sports. Now, how that has to do with fair competition, you see, I'm not a big sports fan. Sometimes I am, it goes in cycles, but I've always kind of liked women's sports because, I mean, particularly, let's say basketball is a great example of a sport where the rules are pretty much the same. The professional women play pretty much the same rules as college basketball. But, you know, as far as the 20-minute halves instead of the 12-minute quarters, but, you know, where the three-point line is a little close, that sort of thing. But still in all, even at the college level where they're playing the same rules, they are different games. I watched, you know, high school basketball when Chiefette number one was playing in the band and she was played at the basketball game. So I went to a high school basketball game or two, and they had the women's or the girls' game and the boys' game, and they're different games. Especially at the higher level, you know, college, professional, because in men's basketball, it's the power game. You get in there, you know, the alley-oop. You don't see that in the women's game. A lot more passing, ball movement, hit the open person. You don't see people charging in to, for the slam, you know, maybe try to get in for the layup, whatever. But it is a different game. So we're not, you know, the competition, that's the thing. If I have no problem with a formerly male people competing against females, as long as they call it basketball, not men's basketball, not women's basketball, it's basketball. Whoever you are, you get to play. But of course, you know, you get to play if you can make the team, if you're good enough. That's fine. There are sports like that where men and women compete against each other on totally even footing. In the Olympics, I mean, you've got shooting. I think archery, I think, is gender neutral. Equestrian events are gender neutral. But in other events where you have are very different, where you have, say, gymnastics, the sports are, they're not even the same sports. And to be honest, very few former males would do well in women's gymnastics just because women's gymnastics are set up, you know, to be about balance and grace and that sort of thing, as opposed to the men's gymnastics, which upper body strength is a thing, is, you know, what's going to get you, you know, to the top level of that. In women's gymnastics, the lower center of gravity that women have is a definite advantage for those types of, you know, how they compete, what they're competing in, the balance beam. Yeah, lower center of gravity is good for a balance beam. You know, upper body strength isn't going to do that much for you if your center of gravity is high and you fall off the beam. So, but I would, if you want to call it just gymnastics, if a man wants to compete in the balance beam, probably make a fool of himself. Hey, maybe, you know, I'm sure there's some men could do it. That's fine. But if you're going to call it men's and women's, it should be men and women. And this testosterone, yeah, the density, yeah, what are they? They have to have testosterone blockers or something for a year before. I don't. It doesn't matter. You still got, no. Bottom line on all this, since I've been rambling on again, is that now, I mean, I've already kind of gotten to the point where I went the entire last fall and winter, did not watch a single minute of professional football, only a few minutes of college football. But now I guess I can't even watch college sports anymore. There's just nothing. All I can do here is just show up here and complain. Wait for the Trans Am games. I don't know what a Trans Am, the trans game, you know, that'd be fine too. If you want to have trans games, you know, that's, yeah. You know, okay, here's a thought, since I've been rambling on and I have a few minutes left here. I have to, I kind of got thinking about this because I have a friend who lives in Japan, and he just, you know, every now and then he just throws something at me on a little thing. he was wondering, why is this whole trans thing such a big deal? I mean, why is the left pushing this so hard? Why is it so important to all the residents of Wokeville that us rubes accept something that is objectively ridiculous, like, you know, X chromosomes and Y chromosomes and that sort of thing doesn't make any difference. He had an interesting speculation. And, you know, I'll just finish up here with what he had proposed. He believed that it is necessary because to accept the whole trans thing, because our next, you know, in 3.5 years from now, we'll be having, well, you know, 3 years from now, we'll be into a new presidential election season, and their candidate is going to be Michelle Obama. But will Michelle Obama, possibly the former Michael Robinson, will she, he come out? Well, we better be ready to accept it if that happens. Now, I don't know. Seems kind of a stretch to me, but, you know, my friend in Japan, I mention him from time to time. He's a former shipmate of mine who was stationed in Japan, got out of the Navy, and never came back. And he's been there for 30 years. Nonetheless, he's occasionally on to some things. And I am just about out of time here. So I want to say, Suzette, you know, thank you for joining me here. She did inform me that she would be doing a show. It's over on Spreaker. Go to Spreaker, get the live search. Ideas are bulletproof. And there you can find Suzette Live. Suzette Live Talk, she's on there. And, yeah, always some interesting stuff. She gets into the weeds on a lot of things. Interesting. And Joseph Gibson has joined. I don't remember exactly when you're on. I have heard your show. He does some interesting stuff on his show. He likes to call some people and ask them to explain themselves. I find that interesting. So, yeah, Joseph Gibson's here again. And, yeah. I'm glad, and of course, Crazy Cajun here. So, yeah, thanks for joining me, and tell you what we'll do here. We'll just, speaking of former shipmates, let's go with some Eddie Walker Jr., shipmate from a different ship, and we'll go with him.
Out on the sea, make a sailor so lonely. Away, thinking about her, thinking now about being home with this lovely. Since he can't be there. See?